We kick off this week's sports news with Gabriela Sokolova, who took a silver medal in the final biathlon World Cup event of the season, the 12.5 kilometres mass start. The Czech was just over 7 seconds behind Germany's Laura Dahlmeier. The second place put Sokolova sixth overall in the World Cup table, with fellow Czech Veronika Vítková in fourth position. In the men's competition, Czechs Ondrej Moravec and Michal Schlesinger also feature in the top 10, rounding off an excellent biathlon season for the Czech Republic. National coach Andrej Rybar says the sport now has a firm foundation to build on.
We want to maintain these results and keep biathlon in the position it has reached in the Czech Republic. We have to attract young sporting talent and become one of the top three biathlon countries in the world.
Speed skater Martina Sablikova notched up her ninth win in a row in the 3,000 metres World Cup event in Erfurt, Germany, to end the season in first place. Her only challenger on the points table, Dutchwoman Irene Wurst, was not in the starting lineup. Sablikova also won the mass start event at Erfurt, her second victory in the season, which meant that she was third placed overall in the event. In ice hockey, the last semi-final place in the playoffs has gone down the wire between Cometa Brno and PSG's Lyn. Lyn trounced the visitors 5-0 on Saturday. The reigning champions began at a blistering pace with 4 goals in the first 20 minutes, leaving Brno no way back into the match. The decider will be played on Monday night. Litvinov, Trinets and Sparta Prague have all qualified for the last four. In football, Victoria Pilsen maintain a 5-point lead at the top of the Senate League after a comfortable 2-0 win against bottom-of-the-table Slovan Liberec. The main title challenger, Sparta Prague, needed a controversial last-minute penalty against Teplice not to see the gap widen. Star striker David Lafata dived in the penalty area, with the goal converted by Borek Dochkal. Dochkal later commented on the Sparta captain's penalty-winning stunt.
I don't know what happened on television. I haven't seen the images yet. I think it is a pity that after all that happened in this match, it comes down to speculation about whether it was a penalty or not. We should have tied this game up a lot earlier and put paid to that sort of speculation.
Staying with football, Czech national coach Pavel Verba has named strikers Tomáš Nedzid of Dutch team Zvolle and Sparta Prague's Václav Kadlec for the squad to face Latvia in the European Champion qualifier on March the 28th in Prague. Verba goes into the game with the Czechs at the top of the qualifying table with 4 wins out of 4. Latvia have so far only notched up 2 draws and are last but 1 in the table.